On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money, and today we'll follow up on an effort to crack down on predatory lending. 28 states have passed laws to do that. And now a study analyzing 6 million loans has found strong evidence that these reforms are working. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
State officials wanted to protect borrowers from things like prepayment penalties, balloon payments, and loans with exorbitant interest rates that lenders sometimes use to wring profits from people desperate for cash. Some lenders countered that tougher rules would do more harm than good by making it too risky to lend to people with questionable credit. Now, says Keith Ernst of the Center for Responsible Lending, those doubts can be put to rest.
It's clear now that state law has improved substantially on federal law and protect people who would otherwise be in danger of losing thousands of dollars or even their home.
He says state reforms have cut predatory lending by a third without squeezing the supply of loans available in the subprime market or driving up interest rates. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.